Welcome to the Laborers Union of Missouri Tiger Wrap-Up Show.
Two tight ends, wings to each side, Bazelak under center. Rolling to his right, being flushed in the pocket, throws underneath, open. Missouri wins on a Daniel Parker reception from Connor Bazelak. With two floor defenders in his grill, Missouri is bowl eligible in overtime, 24-23.
Holy smokes, you guys. Mike Kelly with the call. The Tigers have done it. They have secured win number six, and they will be going bowling after they take down the Florida Gators. It's a final score of 24-23. It's the first win in overtime for the Tigers since that four overtime craziness the first year that Mizzou was in the SEC at Tennessee back in 2012. That was a 51-48 final. Not quite that many points in this one, right? The last overtime win at home for the Tigers, you actually have to go back to 2005, a win against the Cyclones of Iowa State back in the Big 12 days. Brad Smith actually got injured in that game. A fellow by the name of Chase Daniel was able to come in and secure the victory, and you can add Mizzou, Florida 2021 into the annals of terrific Mizzou home wins, and this one comes on senior day with a senior, Daniel Parker Jr., securing the two-point conversion, and the game winner, 24-23, is the final, as you just heard Mike Kelly on that final call. The Laborers Union and their contractors are a winning team that together create a foundation worth building on. For more information, visit buildunion.com. Those folks are bringing us the wrap-up show. I'm Brad Trinago, coming to you remotely in Columbia this go-around. Matt Michaels would usually be here with me. He's actually already down in Jacksonville. You'll hear him during the basketball broadcast coming up tomorrow. We will go a lot more into this game, trust me, but first let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mizzou football from Learfield. 24-23, Mizzou defeats Florida. The Tigers are now 6-5. The Gators are 5-6. Mizzou with just 286 yards of total offense in this game. This is actually the second time in the SEC era that Mizzou has beaten Florida in a game where the offense had less than 300 total yards. Remember that really weird game in Gainesville where there was a defensive touchdown, there was a special teams touchdown, the offense couldn't really do anything, to be honest, but the Tigers still found a way to win. So something about Mizzou and Florida gets a little weird every once in a while. Tyler Beatty was still terrific. He started slow in this game. Florida's defense really inspired early on, but Beatty, as he's done all year long, coming into this game, averaged 9 yards per carry in the fourth quarter. I believe that average is going to go down a little bit, but still Beatty finishes with 27 carries, 146 yards, and a touchdown. He had 3 receptions, but those were for negative yards. So again, really overall, I think you give Florida credit for containing Mizzou's star, but still Beatty, those 146 yards move him from 5th to 3rd on the single season all-time rushing list in Mizzou history. He's in the neighborhood of 1,400 yards. He's just a handful of yards away from 2nd all-time and under 200 yards away from 1st all-time in Mizzou history, and now he's going to have 2 more games to go because there'll be the season finale on Black Friday against Arkansas, the regular season finale, and then Mizzou, of course, will be bowl-bound at a to-be-determined location and time. But really, today felt like it was about the Mizzou defense overall. 360 yards of total offense for the Gators. Keep in mind that just last week, Florida scored 70 points. And yes, that was against an FCS school in Samford. But this is also a Florida team that was able to score 29 against Alabama, only able to manage 23 today. Several defensive standouts. Chad Bailey had the most tackles, and boy, how far has he come at a linebacker spot? He finishes with 9 stops. 3 tackles for loss. This is the 4th consecutive game that Bailey has had at least 5 tackles. Blaze Aldrich has kind of had an up and down year. He was certainly up today. 8 tackles total, 2 of those for loss. I think back to that option play where he basically stopped both guys on a 3rd and short. I mean, Aldrich also a really strong performance. Trajan Jeffcoat left early in the 4th quarter with an injury. Hopefully not too serious because he was a wrecking ball before that. 3.5 tackles for loss. In this one, Isaiah McGuire, his teammate, was defensive lineman of the week. I think Jeffcoat was in line to secure that honor this week, maybe before the injury. Maybe he'll still end up with it. Who knows? But overall, Mizzou with the defense for the majority of the game, and then the offense in overtime, Again, electing to go for two and succeeding. Bazelak to Daniel Parker Jr. That's your game-winning play, and the Tigers are victorious tonight, 24-23. A lot more to come. Chris Trevino is working hard to get us some post-game interviews after this happy Tiger night in Como. Again, the Tigers win it by one. We've got a lot more to get to, so stay with us. This is the wrap-up show brought to you by the Laborers Union of Missouri on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.